Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. Joining me today is Sarah Hoffman, Chief Communications Officer for the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana, and welcome to Lanyap. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Now, I know the need never ends with you guys at the Food Bank. Tell me a little bit about the area you serve and what the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana does.
Sure. So the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana serves a 12-parish region of Louisiana. We're one of five food banks in the state. And we actually serve one of the most poor and at-risk communities in our country, in our state and in our country. We have a lot of high poverty numbers here and a lot of high food insecurity. In fact, about 73,000 people living in Northeast Louisiana are facing hunger. So they're really struggling to get three meals a day, much less healthy, nutritious foods.
That's kind of hard to believe, but then also you do see it and you see folks all the time in need. And it's not just adults, the kids as well.
Yes, absolutely. A large number of that community are actually children. In fact, 27% of children living in Northeast Louisiana are food insecure. So when you see kids who are not getting enough to eat, they're going to have a lot of problems. They're not going to be able to develop properly. Their little minds aren't going to be able to absorb the knowledge that they're supposed to be taking in school, and they're going to exhibit behavioral problems as well. So we want to try to meet that need so that we can give everyone the best opportunities to meet their full potential. There's also a big problem with senior hunger in our community, and seniors are having to make choices between things like purchasing the life-saving medicines that they need and buying the food that they need. So we try to bridge that gap for them.
You know, I recently went to a new doctor, and she said, you got to start eating better. You're just eating French fries and hamburgers all the time. And so she put me on a diet that was really restricted, got to lose a little weight. I was eating, I don't know, 1,300 calories a day for about a week. And I would show up in the morning, and I could not read the news anymore.
Yeah.
Your mind just doesn't work right when you're hungry.
Absolutely.
One of the things that you guys are helping with right now, before we get into all the local events, is the hurricane response, the folks that are dealing with Harvey. You've got people that have lost everything, and you know, they're worried about socks and shoes, and the last thing they need to worry about is what are we going to eat?
That's right. We have teamed up with the Houston Food Bank, our sister food bank. Obviously, their area was drastically impacted by Hurricane Harvey, but some of the smaller food banks in South Texas as well as Southwest Louisiana. So we're coordinating with them, and we're holding a food drive up until the 22nd of this month. And we've got a list of the items that they most need. That's on our website as well as our Facebook page. And it's things like meals in a can, like ravioli, soups, those type of things that anybody can, you know, pop that can open and have a meal.
Let's talk about some ways that folks can help. There are a lot of events coming up. You're pretty busy there. You've got a lot of things happening. One of those involves Whataburger.
That's right. So September is National Hunger Action Month, where food banks all around the country encourage people to get involved and fight hunger in our community. So Whataburger is actually partnered with us, and this Thursday night from 5 to 8 p.m., if you eat at Whataburger in Monroe, they're going to donate 20% of the proceeds to fight hunger in Northeast Louisiana. They're also going to have a face painter, a balloon artist, so you can bring the kids out and have a good time and have a meal and help our neighbors.
And that's Whataburger in Monroe.
Correct.
20%.
Yes.
That's a great deal.
Absolutely.
That's going to help out a lot of folks. And another thing that way people can help, and I wonder about this one, I wear orange. Now, how does wearing orange help feed somebody?
So basically, Go Orange Day is on Thursday, September the 14th, and we're asking everybody to go orange, wear orange, and basically spread awareness of the fact that one in five people in our community are struggling to get enough to eat. So wear orange, take a selfie, and then tag Food Bank NELA on social media to help us raise that awareness.
And so that way people will see the orange and they will associate it with the hunger action a day.
That's
and,
right.
That'll be a good thing.
Yes.
All right. This one is kind of cool. the Rockin' Box. Now, when I heard it, I thought there was going to be boxing involved, like people punching people in the face.
Different kind of boxing, a little gentler type of boxing is boxing food.
The Rockin' Box. So, okay, the boxing of the food.
Yes.
Who's doing the rocking?
So, Josh Madden and his band are going to be doing the rocking. This is one of my personal favorite events because it marries two things that I love, rock and roll, live music, and, you know, helping people fighting hunger. So it's a free event. We want volunteers to sign up. You can sign up on our website or by calling the food bank. And you're going to come out. It's Thursday, September the 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. And you'll join a bunch of other people who want to help our community and love live music. And we're going to have a great time.
Now, that sounds like a whole bunch of fun.
It's pretty fun.
So the Rockin' Box event, September the 21st. Some people out there this morning are artistic, and I have none of that talent. How do I help if I'm an artist?
Okay, so we've teamed up with Painting with a Twist for a Painting with a Purpose event on Thursday, September the 28th. It's from 7 to 9 p.m., and you don't actually need any artistic capabilities at all. They're going to take us through step by step. It's kind of a paint-by-numbers thing, and you're going to end up with a beautiful Louisiana sunset masterpiece to take home. It's $40, and half of that goes to the food bank to fight hunger in our community.
And I've got a change dish full of coins in my car. You guys will take those away from me, right?
Absolutely. Drop them off at any Centric Federal Credit Union location during the month of September, and that'll fight hunger.
All right. That's Coins for a Cause going on through September, Thursday night to the 7th at Whataburger. The Go Orange Day, Thursday the 14th. Rockin' Box, Thursday the 21st and Thursday the 28th. Painting with a Purpose. It all happens on Thursdays.
That's right.
That's easy to remember. You can find out more by visiting foodbanknela.org. And if you forget that, you can visit our website, kedm.org, to find out more. This is Lan Yap. I'm Corey Crow. Visit kedm.org to find out about this and other Lan Yaps.
People you can trust.
Peter Kenyon.
Sylvia Poggioli.
Anthony Kuhn.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Jason Beaubien.
Don Gagne.
In places that matter.
Gaza.
Rome.
Beijing.
Baghdad.
Johannesburg.
Washington.
The right people in the right places every day on All Things Considered from
NPR News.
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 Join us this afternoon at 3 here on 90.3 KEDM.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.